This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yankees keep this World Series going. The bats do wake up. You get a lot of contributions from the bottom of the lineup. Finally, Austin Wells hitting the snot out of the baseball. The Anthony Volpe grand slam. Even Aaron Judge late in the game had an RBI single. So good to see. And now you've got Gerrit Cole, who a lot of people, including me, thought it should have been pitching last night. But now that you didn't use Gerrit Cole last night, now you got him on full rest in a game five to keep this thing going against Jack Flaherty. So the Yankee fans get one more time to see this team live at Yankee Stadium, hopefully cheer them on to a victory and send them back to L.A. for a game six. I was also happy for my friend who needed a game five to make $20,000 off of the tickets that he put up on the secondary market. So even though he's a big Yankee fan, I think he's probably pretty happy that he's not going to the game and he's got those.
And the other guy got the roof, so that we're all happy.
And the other guy got the roof.
That's the key.
Right.
The roof is on fire. But I will say this: Dave Roberts didn't use any of his high leverage arms last night. Those are guys that you know that he throws out there when if they win, they win. If they don't win, it's not it's okay. It's fine. They just now are totally set up for the rest of the way here, depending on how far it goes. And they'll have all their high leverage arms ready to rock and roll tonight. And, I wonder how Flaherty's going to pitch. If he pitches like he pitched at Citi Field, Yankees got a chance to extend this thing. And it's just chip away, baby. Just protect your home field. Do not let them celebrate on your home field.
Yeah, I was watching, I don't know where it was, maybe MLB Network, but I was watching the end of the game four of that 2004 ALCS, where the Yankees were up 3-2 in the ninth. Mariano's on the mound. You know, Dave Roberts comes in, steals the base. You know, and you're just watching the Yankee fan and the Red Sox fan that are in the crowds. And it's just like, just knowing what was about to happen, you know, and the Yankees so close to winning that game, like, It takes so much to pull off a feat.
It was like Game 7 of the 2001 World Series.
Yeah, exactly. But the difference was, like, you know, you thought, okay, it's over. Even if they come back and win this game, the series is still over. And that's sort of what you feel like with the Yankees and the Dodgers, and the series is still over. But, you know, if the Yankees come out and score a bunch of runs again, it's just ball starts rolling. Like, wait a second here. Wait a second. So I hope it goes back to L.A. I hope we have a little bit more fun with this World Series because, you know, outside of game one, which was a horrible outcome for the Yankees, those other two games were nothing games.
You kind of felt like the Dodgers were in charge. They were in control. And, you know, Verdugo hits the home run late, but it doesn't really matter, you know, because there was no way the Yankees were going to come back. But I just, they're doing a lot of this without Judge. And, you know, you got to, and I would say the Dodgers are doing the same thing without Ohtani, you know, and the bottom of the lineup came through yesterday. But again, you know, you got to take into account, you know, who was pitching for the Dodgers. You know, that's their bullpen game. That's the game where if they win it, like I said, great. If they don't, it's okay because now we're set up. Now we got all the guys that we need. Everybody has the rest that they needed to have.
They like punting those games, the Dodgers. They're like, hey, if we win, great, but if we don't,
That's what I'm saying. That's what it really feels like. And the fact that they went up 3-0 even made it that much more of a relaxed. I don't want to say relaxed because, no, they're never relaxed, but it gave Dave Roberts an ability to breathe and just, you know, watch the game and let Nat go for as long as he could. You know, and then, you know, bring in Hudson, you know, whatever. He did, like, all the different things that they would have normally done during the regular season, but he did it without his high-leverage A-type relievers.
You think Hal went down and talked to Dave Roberts? He's like, listen, Dave, just give us just one game. We'd like that extra home game here. We could really use all three of these games at home. It'll help out the organization. Can you just toss us one?
Another $20 million. Another $20 million in the bank tonight.
At least, right?
At least, you would think.
Let's go to Jeff, who's in Huntington. What's going on, Jeff?
Good morning. Good morning, guys. I'm a 50-year Mets fan, and I'm not a Yankee hater in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, when I saw him hold on to that glove last night and the other, and pry it open, it felt like it was like a galvanizing moment. Like, this Yankee fan is not letting this series go. It was like, and I laughed like you also. I didn't know what I was seeing, but I mean, I feel like it sparked the team. The team was like, oh my God, they're not letting go. Why are we letting go?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that, Jeff, but we found out that this Austin character is a hockey player. So that kind of gives me the understanding as to why he was so relentless.
Yeah, I was laughing. I thought it was funny. I'm glad no one got hurt. It definitely is not the right behavior. But I will say that I would be shocked if there was any player in that Yankee dugout that was watched that and was like, you know, we got to do it for those guys. Those guys aren't giving up.
If
we
anything,
can't give
those,
up.
Those players like Jerry feels about the whole thing. I bet you those players probably feel the same way, but they're not going to say that.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, they don't want
players of other teams dealing with fans like that, and they certainly don't want guys like Mookie Betts, especially, who may be one of the most likable and respected guys in the entire league, to get hurt on a stupid play like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go to Bull in Maple Shade. What's up, Bull?
Hey, good morning, guys. Before I get to my point, did I hear Recco say he canceled a haircut for today's golf? He actually pays somebody to give him that Eddie Munster looking hairdo. But anyway,
yeah, I guess so. I guess he pays somebody to do something. Yeah,
I relocated to the armpit of the state, South Jersey, and my friends immediately were calling and texting me that this was criminal. He'd be in the Philly jail. This is worse than throwing snowballs at Santa. And if anything, they gave me one more day to at least still realize that my team's still in it and they're playing golf. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, if you are a Mets fan, if you are a Red Sox fan, and I saw actually a lot of reaction on X from people who were Philadelphia fans that I guess are self-conscious about everybody saying that they are the worst fan, the monster fan, and they've got no class. You know, saying that, hey, look at this. This is the worst thing in the world. And we're, you know, everybody says the worst fan in the world is in Philadelphia. Like, stop having such of this, like, in this complex. Like, just forget about it. Like, you know, like, stop. This is not that big of a deal. Like, it's the Goomba grabber. His name's Austin Capabianco. He has those tickets. He's trying to help the team out. It was definitely not a classy move by any stretch of the imagination. But if you grew up around here and you were a baseball fan and you see that guy's face doing that and you can't have a little bit of a chuckle about it, yeah.
I could see Brandon Tierney doing that. Be like a junkyard dog down there, just going after the ball.
When he was younger, yes.
Okay, yeah, he's 50 now. So.
When he was younger. Yeah.
I could see that.
I mean, he was a baseball player too, you know, like he let me get in there. Let me get that ball.
Look, he respects the game. He knows the game.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that because he's just on a run right now, BT. I was on a run too. Trust me, I was definitely on a run. Like, I remember. I remember it was like also guys that I would support in sports. Like, I'd be like, man, you know, like, let's go. Kadarius Toney, this is my guy, Young Jokic.
I was like, I mean, you are supporting Sam Darnold.
Well, yeah, I did. Right now I'm okay. I'm talking about there was a stretch like a couple years ago.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just like in the middle of all this. I mean, you are, and Sam Darnold got off to a great start. Your team got off to a great start. So I felt like you were actually supporting the right guy.
Yeah.
But there was a stretch there, and every guy I supported was just. And I remember Steven Jackson, how much I love Steven Jackson. Next thing I know, he's out there with Farrakhan. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I can't win.
I'm not supporting anybody anymore. Oh, Deontay Wilder was another one.
Yep.
And he got the crap kicked out of him and made every excuse in the book and acted like a total chump. It was like the stretcher, every guy. So, like, I know what Tierney's in right now. I know he's in that mode. It's like, I'm going to throw my support behind Zach Wilson. Yeah, it didn't work out. I'm going to throw my support. I'm going to say that Francisco Lindor should never hit left-handed again. Goes on his MVP run. And yesterday, as I'm taking a leak, I'm worried that Anthony Volpe's never going to be good ever again. Grand slam, Anthony Volpe! And he's in the stadium going nuts.
You know what? He needs to say that about Aaron Judge today.
Yeah, you know what? He's got the power now.
Now he does that. He has the mojo. It's no question that he has the mojo mix, yes.
Let's go to Matt down in Florida. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
All right, Matty. What's happening?
Oh, man, what a great game last night. Just a couple of things I wanted to talk about. That guy, the nickname, doesn't that sound like the next, like, American Horror Story Netflix special? That's great. The Goomba Grabber. Like, we got to get a special right away.
Yeah, and that nickname is not what they call him. It's what I said this morning. But,
well, I think you got to patent it, man. You got to patent it. That's phenomenal. Like, I can see that right after the Ted Bundy story on Netflix right there. Yeah. Boom, done.
Nice, Matt.
Number two. I know you guys mentioned it briefly about the pregame on Fox. Two things I just want to say about that. One, I never noticed how big Alex Rodriguez's ears were. Have you seen those things? They are tremendous. They're like dinner plates. But just the second thing is that, do you ever notice whenever he's talking or trying to make a point and they pan out and do like the full panel, the absolute just like disgust on Derek Jeter's face when Alex Rodriguez is talking? Like, he's looking the other way. Could care less. Like, I'm just waiting for him to just go off. I would have so much respect for it. Let's go cold on the mound tonight. This is a sit on my face spot. I am pumped up.
Matt, you are a great listener. That was a great call. Yep. Tremendous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.